Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
All of the questions, but history has proven very few of the answers. Let's see if we can fix that today. Our contestant is none other than contestant and
contestant.
Comedian.
Yeah, that's
Annie
my
Louis.
Name. Hello, welcome, and thank you.
Now, we're an hour and 10 minutes behind because we just had to drill out the front door of Comedy Republic because the locks weren't working.
I thought you were all just hanging out down there, like Bourke
when
Street
you arrived?
Was the fun place
yeah.
to be.
Yes,
yeah,
the new chill spot. We've learnt, though, that if you do need to break into something opposite a police station, it is apparently so brazen that no policeman will check
what you're doing. Yeah. It's also very handy to have another bar right near your bar to go drink at before
exactly.
this.
Yeah. Bob, open now. do you like quizzing, Annie? Is this a popular pastime of yours?
I'm very bad at trivia, but mm-hmm. I will give anything a crack.
Well, the good news is you have a brains trust here to assist you in answering these questions. Would you like to meet them?
Yes.
Let's meet them now. I didn't realise that, you know, Stu Dolman, the comedian?
Yeah, of course.
Didn't realise how old
Best
he is.
Best buds.
Stuart Dolman from the 1950s. Hello.
Yes. G'day, cool gals and guys. How's it hipping and hopping over there? Are you guys, welcome back from the war.
Thank you.
Thank you. What do you do in the 1950s, Stu?
I love playing baseball and I love playing tic tac with my friend, picking up those spiky dice. Eh? The spikes. The spike with the dice.
Yeah.
Tic tac.
Pre TikTok.
It was a tax. Anyway, the tax has got to really increase to pay for the war, which that's yeah. something that we got to do because you know a lot of brave people uh-huh. fought over. And I love.
Yeah. Were you one of them? Were you one of the brave people that fought in the war?
No, I managed to dodge that. Thank God. thank you for everyone that supported us during that.
What's your favorite fact about the war?
My favorite fact about the war that it ended in 1948.
Very good, checks out. I don't know. I'm 46. That bad with dates, so I'll just believe
44.
It.
44. But if any history questions do come up, it'll be good to have like a present knowledge of that era. If anything from the 1950s come up, you know, we know we've got some facts in that corner. In the other corner, it's a big hello to Mama Wetlands, Chloe Rosehall.
Yeah, guys.
Welcome.
Oh gosh, it's so good to be here.
Thank you for joining us. Mama Wetlands, you love the animals, you love the creeks, platypus.
Yeah. Oh, there's not really any platypus. They're more of a creek dwelling animal.
Okay.
I love the I love creeks as well, but I mm-hmm. do most of my work with the wetlands.
What is your work in the wetlands?
I take a school group and we connect with the space. Mm-hmm. We spend some time looking for creatures because kids love that.
Yeah.
But I try to work without too much structure because I feel like that reflects the landscape of the wetlands. Mm. You know, it's not about It's not about go here now. It's more like, what do you feel from the wetlands? And the kids really get it.
Yeah.
What is a wetland? Just to
a wetland.
Oh, boy.
Oh, oh, sorry. It's a wetland. A wetland.
Well, so like wetlands, I mean, they're wetlands. So it's not the sea, but it's also not the land.
So it's like a muddy land.
It's yeah. muddy
land. It's like
land.
A viscous
It's
earth.
Like, you know what? Some people see it. Like some kids say, it's a swamp, but it's not. I mean, that really...
Yeah, can you
it doesn't do it justice.
Are you sinking?
There are indigenous reeds and there are small fish. There are a lot of there's a lot of insect life, and when there's a lot of insect life, there's a lot of bird life. They're really beautiful places, and they're a really quiet, sacred place to you know, like for kids that have focus issues. It's really good for them to center themselves in the wetlands.
Yeah, in a sort of unstructured environment.
Exactly.
Because, you know, the thing
you know,
about structure...
we only lose a few.
Yes. The thing about structure is it takes effort, doesn't it?
Yes.
To create structure. You got to put time into
I feel, Kyron, like you... No, I feel like it takes more effort to let go of structure. Because I see that in the teachers that come out with the school groups, that it's actually causing them physical pain to just hand over control of the session. You know, they're like, well, what are the learning outcomes? And I'm like, babe, that's not what this is about. It's the wetlands.
That's really deep.
Well, Annie, I can't say I'm optimistic about today, but do you want to dive in anyway?
Yeah, let's dive in.
Okay, question number one. Mickey Mouse traditionally wears what color shoes? You watch cartoons when you're a kid?
Oh, I feel like it's either red or black.
Come on. Hey.
I reckon it's black.
Come on. No, no, no. Mickey Mouse's skin's like, you know, you can't wear black shoes. Misses feet.
That's
I mean,
true.
Wait. His feet are, so, you know, he wears shoes that, no, I know the color of his feet.
Red?
I'm very familiar with Mickey Mouse.
Hey,
Disney World
hang
came
on,
out
babe.
In 1950s.
Yeah, but you're still watching Mickey Mouse in black and white. How do you
yeah,
know
true.
What color
the
shoes
The color TV
are?
Was invented in 1955.
How do you know that, but you don't know when the war ended?
I think it came to Australia in 1956. How do I know more about the 1950s than you
there
do?
There you go, exactly. Sorry, I didn't account for global warming.
You know what? It's the 1950s is like the wetlands. Sometimes you don't really understand them until you step away from them.
It was That's an right. unstructured decade, wasn't it?
That's right. 50s all over the place. Speaking of unstructured, wetlands. Wetlands or wetlands?
I say it both ways.
Wow,
I can't
that's
believe
good. Like
you're
wet or dry. You know what I mean? Like,
I can't believe you are trying to pin me down.
No,
on
hey,
that.
I'm not. I'm very. You know, just I live in a very structured time where that. You know, it's either this or that. So,
well, if you
is it wet or dry? Dry or wet?
No. Okay.
Land
so
or sea?
I try and say it like in the 1950s way. I would just say wetlands like that.
Wetlands. Welcome to the wetlands.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go.
But what color is Mickey Mouse's
yellow.
Shoes?
Yellow.
You reckon yellow?
Yeah, yellow / orange.
Nope. Oh, definitely not
what?
Orange.
What do you mean?
I would not go with that.
No.
What
I
do
know
you think,
Mickey
Mama?
Mouse. I know the man.
You've met Mickey.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's right. We,
you and Mick go way back, do you?
That's right. We were in the went through Disneyland.
Like, which is sort of like a wetland.
Yeah, yeah. It's like wet, dry. You know, there's a lagoon
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Is that what you mean when you say wetlands? Like water rides? And that sort of thing?
Like wet and wild? Is that
yeah.
wetlands?
No. No, because... No. I mean, that's a good joke. But... no, I'm talking... I mean, like, I'm really talking about the opposite of something with...
I guess what it used to be.
Plastic.
What Disney used to be before it.
Oh, yeah. Florida. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, you know, swamplands there.
Swamp
but it's really all the same creature. It's this beautiful... You know, like, you've got... You've got animals that couldn't live in the ocean but also couldn't live on land. Animals that rely on these shallow waters as their feeding grounds.
Like so yellow, you reckon?
No.
No.
Absolutely not.
I want to know what mama's...
What do you reckon?
Is it yellow?
I think it's yellow.
Well, I really don't think I'm the person to ask. Because
muddy shoes. They'd be brown.
What? Stew.
Yes.
I think it's crazy to think that Mickey only has his performance shoes. I feel like he would have a selection of other. I think he probably spends a lot of time bare feet. You know, because when he does perform, it's really inspired and energetic. And I feel like that's somebody who's got a really good connection to the earth. I don't think he wears his shoes all the time.
Yeah. Okay.
I think he probably does go out in his backyard. and just feel.
So barefoot, you reckon?
Yeah.
What
do you
want to
put barefoot?
No, I think you.
No, I think the question was about the shoes.
Yeah. I think if it was yellow, it would be too bright. Everybody would be remembering how bright his feet are. Nobody ever talks about Mickey Mouse's shoes. So I'm going to go with red, and maybe it matches with Minnie's attire.
All right. We'll put down red.
I think you might be right.
Question number two.
But, you know, if you're right, I will trust you in future rounds.
Ooh, well, you won't find out.
Well, you won't find out until the end. Question number two. Which word beginning with C means both to split or rend apart and to stick or adhere to? Which word beginning with C means both to split, tear apart, and to stick or adhere to?
Anyone good at crosswords or cricket?
A commit? Is it commit?
Does commit mean to split?
It's a good rhyme, but...
Commit. Oh, that's a commit.
I want to commit, babe. I don't know if that's the same definition.
No, it's wrong. Don't take my word for it. I don't know words. I know shoes, though. But... Yes.
I guess, Mama Wetlands, you take kids out of the classroom.
Yeah.
Away from studying things like English.
Oh, we don't. Our language isn't words. We speak another language.
Yeah.
No, you know what really, you know what I find opens their minds up is what we do is we find one fallen log, you know, like a log or a clump of weed, or we find one object, and I get the kids to sit with it, like find one thing each and sit with it for a full minute, which is longer than you'd think.
Right.
And it's amazing how it just opens up their minds. It's like they hear the universe.
Yep.
What I'm saying is we could do that now and we'll probably all think of the word.
That bought us more time, but I still don't have the answer.
Sorry, Mama Wetlands has shut her eyes here and she's sitting with it.
It's not much nature here, so no. I'm finding it hard to access the energies.
There's some green curtains, though. Does that help?
I'd say, like a...
Maybe if we all say it at the same time. Crabs.
Locking crabs.
We'll put down crabs. Question number three. In 2021, David Hallberg will become the 8th artistic director of which Australian company? David Hallberg is obviously taking over at an Australian company and is becoming the artistic director. Do you follow the politics of the Sydney Theatre Company and such, Annie Louie?
Oh, no, I do not. I was going to say Cirque du Soleil or something, but I have no idea.
Oh, yeah. I'm not sure if Cirque du Soleil is
an
Australian
company. Definitely not.
Company.
Yeah, no, Soleil is like French
is it? Oh,
trapeze.
Is that something you learnt in the war? Very.
Yeah. Well, whoa. This is crazy.
Mama Wetlands, do you go to the theatre?
No, but I just, there's an inevitability about it being a man's name, isn't there? You know, like...
Yeah.
I guess it's because women don't seek out those, you know, those status roles the same way.
I'm getting more outraged
by the
minute.
Boys and girls on the Wetlands. You know, I see the boys are like, look what I found. And the girls are more like, this is how I feel. Mm-hmm. I just think that women access that better. And in some ways, they're the exact people we should look to helm our artistic companies.
Instead of the men.
Yeah. Mm. Because art isn't about finding a stick. Art is about looking to the horizon.
Wow.
Mm.
Who said that?
Me.
Wow. That's
beautiful.
That's a beautiful quote.
Thanks, 50s Stu Dolman.
Speaking of the 1950s, did you get to see any of the... Did you see Streetcar Named Desire?
Oh, yeah. Marlon Brando.
Mm-hmm.
James Dean. These guys are great. Great actors. My favorite actors, personally... Bruce Dern, a young Bruce Dern, cowboy. He shot John Wayne, actually. Was the only cowboy to ever shoot John Wayne. Couldn't believe it. He was He came straight out of the actor's studio and came out with all the he came out with James Dean and Paul Newman, all the classic actors. I'm talking about classic actors over here, right?
Yeah. Great
actors.
I feel that.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, they're current actors.
Of my time. Yeah. And I love these actors.
So are they classic or are they modern? Modern for you?
Have you heard of Shirley MacLaine? She's a great actor.
Yeah.
She'll act the pants off anybody. And then give her a chance. So Bruce Dern is doing this movie with John Wayne. And Bruce Dern shoots him in the back. And Bruce Dern was always told out of acting school that he was not going to be a leading man, but to be the great fifth cowboy from the right. And he was. And Bruce Dern is a great actor.
I'm going to lock in Sydney Theatre Company.
Okay, no, it's Opera. It's Opera House. It's Opera. It's Opera. It's Sydney Opera. I think it's Sydney Opera. I think that's
you convinced?
I'm across it.
All right, change the answer. I'll give him one.
You want an opera?
1950s, Stu Dorman.
Sydney Opera.
I'm pretty sure.
Okay, we'll put down Sydney Opera.
Is it too late to put down yellow shoes?
Yeah. Question 4. Is Greenland closer to Europe or North America?
Wow.
Did you do geography at school, Annie?
I can visualize it now. I've been to Iceland, which is kind of close to Greenland. Mm. And
apparently
I reckon...
it's beautiful to fly into. Reykjavik.
Ah. Mm. I didn't. I think it was nighttime.
Apparently
I didn't see anything.
Pretty great.
Sorry.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I think you may have flown into one of the most beautiful flight paths in the world at night.
Flying
into Reykjavik with all the mountains of Iceland is just stunning.
I had
That's
an
a great
excellent
movie,
kebab,
flight path.
Though. It
goes for like 12 hours.
You had... Sorry, what did you say?
Best kebab of my life was in Reykjavik.
Best kebab was in Reykjavik.
Yeah, I don't know what they put in that special sauce, but they do it differently.
Why were you in Reykjavik?
I think we had to get out of London to renew our visas. So you just had to leave the UK. Yeah. We're like, yeah, that's good.
And there are obviously no wetlands nearby. So you had to go
no,
to Iceland.
So you might
Iceland
not
is,
be
Iceland
able
is kind
to
of a wetland.
Assist.
It's like a dry, white wetland.
No, it's really dry. It's actually
it's a dry,
really dry.
Wetland. It's when wetlands get too dry.
I've heard that Iceland's quite green and Iceland and Greenland's quite white. What are your thoughts on that?
Mm, yeah.
Accurate. That's my thoughts.
Iceland to Greenland's like a couple of hours on a boat, isn't it? Surely.
Possibly.
And Iceland's Europe?
I think they're close to each other.
So, but it feels like it should be a trick question.
I think it's actually the US because Alaska and Greenland are quite... close together, I reckon, and there were a lot of American tourists in Iceland.
And wasn't there a thing where that Russia sold Alaska to America, and then America tried to buy Greenland or something?
Well, recently as well.
Was that recent?
Yeah.
Was that Trump? Am I thinking of Trump?
No, you're right. I don't know who that is. But when we were flying over the English Channel for the first time with the Wright brothers.
year was that?
1955.
It's a different era. Fiddly.
We were flying over the English Channel. We were going, where's Greenland? Greenland. You can buy land in Greenland. Where was the house of green and the dreams are green as well? You can
That's catchy.
Greener pastures, green dreams, Greenland. Buy now. 50 pence a piece of acre.
Hang on a minute. Did you say channel?
Yes.
Does that mean to split and also to connect together?
You want to change it from
crabs? That's pretty good. Yeah. Can we change crabs to channel?
Channel? I'm happy. I'll change that to channel. Wow. You will be pissed off if it's crabs.
Can we please change red to yellow?
Yeah. Please.
Can we change red to crabs?
Is there any precedent for the Brains Trust overriding the committee on sports choices?
I think not really.
It's a mutiny.
At the end of the day, it is down to the contestants' choice.
It's a real shame, but okay. Yeah.
Do you want to put Greenland closer to Europe or North America?
North America.
Yes.
North America.
A good allies in North America.
What part of the body does... tinnitus effect.
He's moving so fast.
I don't need to go to the Brains Trust.
Oh, you've got this
all right. Yeah.
You know this. Annie Lou, you know this.
Yeah, what would you say?
I would say...
crabs.
Today tinnitus with Annabelle Crab.
He's slapping his own leg. So
I don't
good.
Know what to... Magic I'm slapping out of quite panic.
I'm feeling really limited by these questions because I feel like... tinnitus is like a real, I mean, people think it's in the ear, but it's actually all the perception where it's where the sounds are received in the brain. Mm. So surely it's about, I mean, like, it's not in the ear, it's in the self.
Mm, the soul, if you will.
His soul. Yeah.
And how do you cure diseases, do you reckon?
Oh, well, it's actually proven that tinnitus is cured by spending time immersed in nature.
Mm.
No, it is, because if you concentrate on small sounds for over long periods of time, it actually reduces the white noise in your own head, and that is proven.
Mm.
I heard that, and also 2 drops of cinnamon and a sugar.
This is not medical advice for anyone who's listening.
And what do you think of vaccines, Mama Wetlands?
Oh, I don't use them, but I don't spend time around other people that much.
Mm. What about all the school groups?
No, that's weird. No, children don't count as people. So provided I don't touch the teachers, yeah. I can lay my hands on as many children as I want. You know, I can put my hands on their shoulders, but I'm not going to – you don't catch diseases from children.
Right. Fair. Well,
this is something I absolutely agree with.
So don't put cinnamon.
How are you finding vaccines 1950s? Do you enjoying polio?
I love polio. I love the vaccine just came in and it's 55% accurate.
Which
is a tick for me.
I'm going to say, yeah. Yes. And don't
avoided.
Don't put cinnamon in there.
Question number 6. Just some tips as well of this podcast.
Yeah.
Which of these was not written by Charles Dickens? Which of these was not written by Charles Dickens? The Mayor of Casterbridge, Our Mutual Friend, or Nicholas Nickleby? Nicholas Nickleby does sound very Dickensian, doesn't it?
Dickensian. I feel like 1950s Stu would be all over this.
I would say the Bible.
Was that written in the 1950s?
You better believe it. Actually, the good news edition which sure was. And by goodness, do I read it every night.
Actually, not one of the options. So it's the Mayor of Casterbridge, Our Mutual Friend,
I'm pretty
Nicholas
sure
Nickleby.
It's the Mayor of Casterbridge. I don't think that was Dickens. That was one of those other old people.
Have you met the Mayor of Casterbridge?
I haven't been to Casterbridge. Hang on, that's a C word. Could Casterbridge mean to render separate but also joined together?
No, do not do that. I feel like as a writer, Nicholas Nickleby is too childish for Dickens? I don't know.
Too childish
for
Dickens?
Oh, no, it's absolutely a Dickens novel.
Yeah. I'm ready to go with the herd effect on this one.
All right, I'll go with whatever you want to go with.
Oh, I feel really nervous
it's multiple
about
choice.
This, but I'm pretty sure
it's, one out
it's
of three.
The Mayor of Casterbridge.
Okay.
We can lock in the Mayor of Casterbridge.
Let's go with that.
It doesn't really feel like it's going to matter ultimately. Like in the end, are we going to remember what score we got? Or are we just going to have a really good sense of the energies that pass between us?
That's
right. Wetlands, you're right about that. If Wetlands knows two things, it's Wetlands and experience.
Question number 7. Wrexham Association Football Club, WREXHAM, Wrexham Association Football Club, was recently bought by actors Rob McElhenney and who? Who bought the Wrexham Association Football
Where
Club?
Where is Wrexham? Wrexham if
is
I may ask.
It's in England. It's jolly old England.
Oh, is it?
Wrexham.
Yes. Okay.
But the actor, who's Rob Calamander? Who's that?
Who's Rob Calamari? What is this?
Yeah.
Dan. What? Bruce Dern. It's probably Bruce Dern.
Yeah.
It was probably Bruce Dern.
Yeah.
Who is that? Who's the actor?
Rob McElhenney.
Who's Rob McElhenney? Who's
that? I don't know. I've never heard of Rob McElhenney.
You know,
do you follow
looking
sport?
Stressed.
Yes, I do, absolutely.
Yeah. You follow football?
Yes, I do, actually, yes.
So you know Wrexham?
I know Wrexham, yes. I do.
They're obviously
Wrexham.
Not in the Premier League.
No, well, there's no such thing in Premier League where I come from. It's all First Division, Second Division, FA Cup.
Oh.
And European trophies. But the UEFA Super Cup, speaking of which, and the World Cup in Europe. Anyway, so...
Anyway, yeah.
We
what have you got,
Wrexham,
Stu?
I think it was an actor.
Could you name the actor who, with Robert McElhenney, bought the Wrexham Association Football Club, some 50 years after your death.
Yeah. actually, not many people know this, but I lived out to the raffable age of 100 and diddly. But no, I think, oh man, I heard about this. I think it's Elijah Wood, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, as good a guess as any on this Mama Wetlands or something.
It's American. It's an American person.
Yeah.
It's not what the question wants you to think. It's definitely one of those.
What has Rob McElhenney been in?
I would not.
Who are these new celebs? Eh? I don't know. All these people, all these new celebs.
Can we lock in Marlon Brando?
They're all moving to Byron Bay, all these new celebs.
Yeah, they all got, like, they all do photos, you know? I don't like it.
Yeah, those people who do photos.
No, but like that, everything's changing all the time. I don't know.
What do you think about screen time, Chloe Rose Hall? You know, are they watching too many movies these days?
Yeah, they're not. I mean, our little people are not meant to spend time in like two dimensions, hemmed in by a box. I had an idea that maybe iPads would work better for our children if they were in more organic shapes. You know, like if instead of being
a rock.
Yeah, instead of being a rectangle, you know, if you could have some that are round shapes, if you could have like a pear, you know, things that are more amoeba shapes. And I just thought like that would be a better way. You want your child to pick up that screen and not know which way is up.
Mm. What about a case?
What
about putting the iPad in a case?
What is an iPad?
It's like a.
Is it something you play a record on? It's
like a big square
watch.
Yeah,
it's like a record player.
Like a like an LP.
But
some kind of 4-track recorder.
Yeah. Do you know what it's like?
It's actually all those things.
Okay, so Stu, if you took your gramophone,
yes,
and you did to it,
and you wind it up,
what like so it's the same as if you took a beautiful apple that grew on a tree,
yes,
but then you took that apple to a factory and you like squeezed it into a juice.
How did you get to
reduced that juice and turned it into a cordial? So that's what the iPad is to the gramophone.
Okay.
And it acts on our little people's brains just like refined sugar.
Did they communicate via telegram to produce this particular piece of technology?
Can I put Elijah Wood?
Yes, please.
Sure. I'll put Elijah Wood. Question number 8. The ABC TV show Rosehaven is set in which Australian state? Oh, a gimme.
What? Tasmania? No. Oh, it's far too easy. Okay.
Yeah.
Trick question. Tasmania. No, that's it. That's it. Either that or Sydney. That's my other guess.
Yeah. Oh. I mean, yeah. If
it's either in the state of Tasmania or the state of Sydney. Two famous
Sydney's
states.
A state of mind. It's a state of mind, man.
Parking is expensive. It's a beautiful place, but it does not have wetlands.
That's right. And also, you know what would be great? A bridge. Hey?
Like a caster bridge like over to Tassie.
Like a big bridge going in Sydney from one part of Sydney to the other. That'd be great.
I think that might have existed already in the 50s.
Yeah, for like 40 years.
Look out your window, 1950s, Stu.
Did you know that the Sydney Harbour Bridge was going to be the longest single-span bridge when it was built?
Why are you saying that like it's a secret that nobody is supposed to know?
And it took so long to build that some other bridge got in before him by 9 days.
Wow.
And, so they never got the record.
Oh, tragic. People died.
That's classic Sydney.
People died. Question 9. Name the chief of the Australian Defence Force. He's been in a sticky spot lately, hasn't he? Name the chief
of the
Australian Defence Force. What do you think about fighting, Chloe?
Well, I think it's beautiful if you can turn it into some sort of creative expression. And I feel like if you do feel tension and anger with another person, then you just need to get like a whole lot of ayahuasca and you just work through it in your own time. But you never need to draw blood because you're too busy throwing up. But I just don't think we need to fight ever. But anger is a really natural experience, you know, living in the modern lives that we live in. It's natural, but we need to find natural ways of responding to that anger. And I don't think guns are that natural way.
Natural way for me for dealing with anger is to suppress it and never deal with it.
Have you tried ayahuasca, Stu?
I don't know what that is. Is that some kind of place that I can visit? Ayahuasca. Where can I go to get to this Huesca place?
We've got some here now. Hey!
No, and good night.
I have no idea.
What's the question?
What's the name of the
is this chief of the Australian something Defence Force?
It's not Cosgrove was a good stand-up man. It wasn't General Peter Cosgrove, that's for sure. I knew him when he was Neon 1927.
Diddly.
No, Peter. It's not Peter Cosgrove. It's like a hate. I feel like an H name.
H.
Like a Hargens.
A Harry, Harvey.
Like a Herons. A Herons or
what's
something.
What's a Herons?
I don't know.
I've never heard that name.
Angus is coming to mind.
Oh, Angus Sampson.
Yeah, Angus. Do you want to put Angus Sampson?
Yes, let's put that as a placeholder and we'll come
General,
back to
is it.
It
Campbell? Angus Campbell?
Angus Campbell? AC? ACDC? Angus Sampson? Angus Young? Boom. Put it in.
All of those things, please.
I'll just put Angus.
Yes.
Question 10. Hanukkah is also known as the festival of what? Hanukkah is also known as the festival of what? Do you get into the sort of end of year Christmas spirit, Hanukkah spirit?
I feel
spirit?
Really bad now for my Jewish Festivus. Friend. I should probably know this.
Do you enjoy this time of year, this sort of December?
It's not in my family's culture, really.
What do you do to celebrate with your family?
Nothing.
You have
we
no
don't have
celebrations.
Christmas. Yeah, we have Chinese New Year. That's when you get back all the money that your parents owe you because they don't know how to buy gifts.
Wait. Hold on. China has a New Year?
Yes.
When?
It's the Lunar New Year around January or Feb.
Lunar as in the moon?
Yes. Different when? Calendars.
Did you have the moon in the 1950s?
That's a very new moon. It's very new. Anyway, so question is, what is
Hanukkah? Hanukkah is also known as the festival of what?
I'm pretty sure it's the like they say L'chaim. L'chaim. That means Hanukkah.
How do you spell that?
L-U-G-H-G. L'chaim. No, I don't know how to
spell
it.
I think it's been translated because to make it easier for us to understand, it's festival of something.
What? It's not Passover. Passover is a different time.
Mm.
Yeah.
Passover. What's
is it the festival of light?
That's.
Oh, yeah.
It does
that's
sound. That's the first thing that I wanted to say, but I
yeah,
feel
but
like
I
there's also.
That was because I just mean, like.
It's a catchy thing.
Yeah.
Actual festival of light.
I also feel like Chinese people have a festival of light.
And
like
it was amazing.
Everybody has one, maybe. Yeah.
It feels like it's sort of a good thing to festive over.
Yeah.
You know, that you can see.
Festival of light. Otherwise known as White Light.
Exactly. It's been commercialized. Being tested in a public forum on other people's important beliefs.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I feel great about backing my ignorance. I just am very secular.
Do you want to put lights? Is that
sure. Oh. Yes.
Put 10 lights. That's 10 questions.
Wow. That's a shame because I don't feel like we hit one yet. We absolutely did Tasmania.
Well, how do you feel we did, Chloe? Are you optimistic about... I thought the lowest score we've ever had is 2.
Okay, I know that we're better than that.
Yeah.
I really thought that I'd come up with that C word. You know, like I was just... To be honest, I wasn't listening to any of the other questions because I was so sure I would get it at the end. Guys, don't even worry about it. Do you know what I think we got out of 10? Togetherness out of 10.
Yeah.
Togetherness
right?
out of
yeah.
10.
Mm. I would like to maybe change the first one to yellow then.
You want to change it to
yeah.
yes.
Oh my God. Because
wow,
I feel
that's
like
that
my
treat
to
you both.
We've come a full circle back to one and we're feeling Stu's contribution.
Yeah. I feel happy, but not too happy because I don't want, you know, I'm a man in the 50s.
Is that just a 50s thing? I feel like some people might still resonate with that.
Are you optimistic? And what are you hoping to get?
3 would be great.
3 would be great. Let's see what
we
can do.
Yeah.
I think we're going to 7 here.
Question number 1 was, Mickey Mouse traditionally wears what colour shoes? You made a last minute change to yellow and you are correct.
Oh, thank you, 1952 Stu.
Yeah, sorry about that. I just know my Mickey Mouse.
The C word means both split or rend apart, and to stick or adhere to is neither crabs nor channel. It's cleave.
I was actually going to say that. I'm devastated.
I was genuinely going to say cleave all the time. But it was funnier to say cost a bridge.
I mean, cleave is pretty funny too. Like it's cleavage.
Yeah. Are you cleaving or coming? That's it.
Question number three was, in 2021, David Hallberg will become the 8th artistic director of which Australian company? You said Sydney Opera, but the answer was the Australian Ballet.
Wow.
Huge.
Greenland is, as you said, closer to North America
than
Europe. Which part of the body does tinnitus affect? It is the ears.
Yep.
But also the soul.
The soul. And the mind.
You said that the Mayor of Casterbridge is not written by Charles Dickens, and you were right.
Well done.
Thomas Hardy.
Mama Wetlands got one!
Good on you, Mama Wetlands.
Was that too loud? Because I just felt it, so I went with it.
Yeah. Wrexham Association Football Club was recently bought by actors Rob McElhenney and Ryan Reynolds.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That checks out.
Every year, the ABC TV show Rosehaven takes Luke McGregor and Celia Pecola to Tasmania.
Correct. Mm.
The chief of the Australian Defence Force is Angus Campbell.
Wow.
Serious?
Are you allowed to help?
Yeah, are you?
Quizmaster?
Yeah, I mean it.
Okay, great.
Huge.
I usually step in
when
it's something that we should
and
know. Such as this last question. Hanukkah is also known as the Festival of Lights. Two, three, four, five, six, seven out of ten.
Oh, there you go.
I picked seven.
Yeah. Wow, you did.
That is amazing.
Wow, we should have had more faith.
Also, we should have totally got cleave because...
Yeah, cleave. I want to go back. I seriously did, but I had that thing where I'm like, I don't want to say it wrong. How embarrassing. It sounds like cleavage.
I don't think you're allowed to go back once you know the answers, though. I think that's... I think you just got to lock in the seven there. But congratulations, that's quite good. The highest score we've ever got is 8, so you should be quite proud of that.
Pretty nuts.
When I go back to the 50s, I'll be able to move forward back 70 years and then come back here again and pick the word cleave.
Excellent. That's why I became friends with you in 1952.
Oh my god. Who's that knocking on the door right now? It's Stuart Dolman.
And Marlon Brando.
The word cleave. You're too late.
Damn it.
We already lost the point.
Sorry about that. Marlon Brando, let's be on our way.
Can we bring modern day Stu Dorman into the room now?
Sure. Hey, guys, what's happened? you guys seen this flipping 1950s guy come through here? Hey, he's looking hot.
1950s.
Hey, he's got a weird haircut.
Lip dip. Yeah.
Thanks for being here, Stu Dorman.
Thank you for having me once again on this lovely podcast. I love what you've done with the place. I love the Comedy Republic. I love about it. I love everything about it. I hope there's a conscription for the Comedy Republic because I would go fight for you guys.
Just trying to wrap up here.
Now let's go to war. Let's do a comedy war.
Chloe Rosehall, thank you very much for coming out of the wetlands to join us.
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody look out in a community center near you and find a way to get involved.
Yep.
Because you deserve some wilderness.
Yeah. I hope that the wetlands get sort of featured more in Australian culture. You know, I hope it sort of rises up to the place that it should be in the way that, you know, we treat like MasterChef or Bake Off. There could be a TV show hosted by, I don't know, someone like Claire Hooper could host a show about the wetlands.
I don't like her.
Thanks for being here, Chloe. And Annie, Louie, congratulations on 7 out of 10.
Thanks very much. It was really fun and I'm really glad to have met these characters.
I believe you. Thousands wouldn't. That's Wax Crystal. Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.